Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
And we're back, live podcasting from New Apples.
Woohoo!
And my headphones sound weird.
Oh, sorry. That's not the Mac problem. That's too high. Now I'm gone.
Oh, that was you?
I'm gone. Hello. I was just fine. Quit touching mine.
Sorry. Are you back?
Did you grab your hands off my... Hey, that's too loud.
Too loud now.
Well, I was... Tinny. Okay. Nope. Too soft. I hate this thing.
There, is it better?
That's what you get for using a battery-operated jester. Still not right.
Too low. There you go.
Better.
Okay. Now, so this is our first recording using
the Max.
And this is not a live one because we're still trying to figure out how to do
He doesn't have any of the music or anything, so this is going to be a very quiet show. There'll be no sound effects.
No sound effects.
It's just us. Plain old us.
It's just plain old us. I'm working on that. I don't have a Mac solution for that, and so I have to load Parallels to get... The program I use to play all that sound stuff is called Mixear, and I don't think... I haven't found a Mac version of Mixear.
Okay.
Which allows me to basically load 50 audio tracks and be able to play them and loop them and all that kind of stuff.
Well, surely.
And be able to play more than one at a time and
Mac
that kind
has
of stuff.
That. I mean, good grief.
Well, it's not Mac's problem. It's somebody has to write it for the Mac.
Oh.
So I have to get it to run, I have to load Parallels and I have to load Windows, and I just haven't gotten around to that yet.
Oh, okay.
I have gotten around to playing with my Mac, and I can tell you that I really am enjoying it.
Do you? You know what? It can do more than one thing at a time.
It can do more than one thing at a time.
It's amazing.
It's a miracle.
I said, but I can't. I said, Brad, I can't do that because I already have. It's loading, and I have to. He said, oh no.
She was loading OpenOffice, and she was like, and I said, well, why aren't you going to do that other thing? And she says, well, because it's loading OpenOffice. I said, you can't go do both.
And I did, and it didn't slow it down. It didn't get stuck, and it just kept going.
And
does it get all jammed up all the time? It doesn't sit, and I'm busy. I can't do that right now.
It was teaching me new tricks today because I went and clicked on the little thing that said for my touchpad.
I wanted
to be able to use my touchpad without actually having to click it. And so I clicked on it, and when the touchpad options came up, whenever you moused over an option, it would give you a demonstration of what it did.
Oh, well, I'll have to do that then. I was busy making cookies today and
very cool.
Making supper and driving all over God's green earth, picking up children.
Yes, you were very busy today. Uh-huh. I was at home today because we had ice this morning.
Yes.
The roads are very slick.
Yes.
Yes.
They were, at least this morning.
Yes.
They were fine this afternoon, though.
Yes.
Yes.
So, me and Charlie are driving in the morning, and we shall see.
Yeah.
We're going in the morning, so we'll see how
that's
it works out.
That'll be good.
Yep. Because it could refreeze tonight.
Right. But speaking of ice.
This isn't snow, people. This is ice.
This is ice. Big difference. But speaking of ice.
Yes.
Yes. We went to this thing called ice at the Gaylord on Saturday.
Rip off.
$66.
Rip off.
Well, it was supposed to be this phenomenal. Everybody said it's so cool. And it was cool.
It was cold.
And
it wasn't cool. It was cold.
It was 9 degrees.
9 degrees.
You have to go. They give you parkas. Like, we had our winter coats on and our hats and gloves and scarves and everything. And then they put these giant parkas on top of everything we already had on.
Yep.
And
we were still freaking cold.
And I know I was warm except for my feet and my hands.
I was warm except for my face.
My face was perfectly fine.
My face hurt from.
Yeah, because you're sensitive or something. You've always been that way. Ever since I met you, you're like, oh my God, my face is cold.
Yeah.
My hands were cold because I was standing at the bottom. They have this 25-foot ice hill
slide,
like, and you climb up on, and it's made out of ice, and it's got Santa and his reindeer like taking off. That was pretty cool. The reindeer and everything that were flying through the air, that was pretty neat. And so they had to wait in line, and we all had to stand out at the bottom to take pictures. Well, I had to be ready, and so my hands were frozen. I mean, they hurt by the time we got out of there, because that was at the end. And they had giant sculptures. I mean, they had big chairs and giant, I mean, all kinds of really cool stuff. But $66, it was not worth.
$66, not it worth?
And no, it wasn't. And it had an ice bridge and an ice pond with like ice sculptures skating on the pond. And I thought we were going to get to skate on the pond. I was very disappointed about that one.
Helen.
That was misleading.
Helen, we had told Helen we were going to get to skate on the pond.
We're going to get to go ice skating. And she was so excited.
And she was very excited about that because she loves to ice skate.
Yeah, we go every Christmas.
And we try to go every Christmas. And so she was all pumped up for the skating on the pond thing. No. It was an ice sculpture of a skating pond with ice people skating on the pond.
Pretending to skate.
But you weren't allowed to get on the pond.
No. Or touch the ice, for that matter.
That was the other weird thing. You're not supposed to touch the ice.
Well, because it would melt with all that body heat.
It was 9 degrees.
It still doesn't matter. It still does. It melt in that one place where everybody touched, it would melt like into that spot. And there'd be like this hollow spot, you know, where everybody touched it.
For $70, I'm touching the ice.
It's going to get high. Just be prepared. It was $66, but be prepared.
By next year,
he will have paid $150, just so you know.
It was $20 for adults, $15 for Helen plus tax. It was, almost $66 to get in for three of us, for two adults and a child. And the first thing they did was take your picture in front of a green screen. So you think you're going to like, so, and then at the end, there's a picture of you and there's like this giant mountain of ice behind you. Right?
Uh-huh. But you have to pay for that.
They want to charge you $15 for one picture. After you just paid $65 to go through it. It only took like 10 minutes to go through it?
No. We were in there for 20, 30 minutes. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, we were. We were in there for 20, 30 minutes.
But it was just photo ops. There was nothing really fun.
It was
really
a
fun.
Giant
besides
photo
the,
opportunity.
Besides the ice slide, there was nothing else to do.
No, but just look and take pictures. Look.
Now, the nativity scene at the end was worth a $5. That was worth $5.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was worth $5.
Absolutely beautiful. It was huge.
It was a huge nativity scene made completely out of ice.
It was absolutely beautiful. It really was pretty.
And so.
But I'd have paid $5 for that. So, you know.
The rest of it was not worth.
It was good. And then they had a gift shop.
The other $60.
No, the gift shop. Well, I had already paid
$15. We could have gone to Holiday in the Park at Six Flags.
I know. I'd already paid.
And spent all day.
$15 for a picture of us in the sleigh with Mrs. Santa and the reindeer, because Helen got to pet the reindeer. And I thought, it's a memory. You know, it's a memory. Why not? But I'm not paying $15 for another picture. April and I went and looked at it. We're like, yeah, not so much. Thank you. So. It was fun. I'm glad we did it. You know, I mean, I won't do it again.
No.
But I'm glad that April and John were there. That made it more fun.
I very much enjoyed the meal we had afterwards at the restaurant.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah.
Than that.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Silly. It was.
Ice. But we're going ice skating this weekend.
Ice baby. Yeah, so now I have to take her ice skating.
Well,
so now I have to make another trip down to Greenwich.
That's
fun.
We like to go to the gallery.
But I mean, I would have. We could have gone to the gallery and all gone ice skating for $20.
Well, no, it costs more than that. But I hear you. It'd have been less.
Way less.
Ice skating in the gallery is expensive,
and we would have done it a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah. Because last year we went. We skated for a call. It was a long time, wasn't it? A couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a while. We had fun, though, and Helen loved it. She says she'll be better because she knows how to ride a bike now.
So
I don't know how that translates over into that, but, you know.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. So you got nothing? You're completely distracted. Talking to myself?
No, I was looking for sounds.
Oh, but, okay. Well, you can
I'm
do
not
that
distracted.
When
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about going back to Dallas again. I mean, we do have some more Christmas shopping. I got to get my brother done.
Yes.
But anyway, so I just wanted to tell a little bit about the Mac store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we and that whole experience, it was just, it was unbelievable. We get to the Mac, and we took pictures and we put them on TwitPix, and I need to load them over into Malath Ministries. There is a video of Malath Ministries of the unboxing of the MacBooks. But anyway, so we went into the Mac store, and if you've never been into the Mac store, it's a little surreal. If you've never been to a Mac store or a Chick-fil-A, it's very surreal.
Everybody's nice.
If you've been to the Chick-fil-A, you're like, these people are like the people who work at the Chick-fil-A. I want to know how they train genuine. Now, I've experienced nice. When we went to Fry's, we had a nice man helping us.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't genuine.
No.
How do you, these people were knowledgeable, they were nice, and they were genuine. I mean, they genuinely wanted us to have a good experience.
Yeah. They taught that in their training, I guess.
But how do you teach genuine? I don't know. It was interesting.
Careful who you hire, I guess.
I guess. But it was great. It was great. So that we go in and...
you just don't hire every time schmuck and schmo off the street.
We want these two. And they were like, you want anything else? You need to look at this or that? And I'm like, nope, we're good.
Yeah.
So they don't... There's no register. They just check you out right there with a little handheld thingy bopper. And they have a little handheld thingy bopper. And they just check you out right there and they slide your card on it and check you out right there and in the place. And then they bring you the boxes to you and give, I mean, you know, it's, there's no, you don't have to wait in line for anything.
No.
And there's no lines.
No.
And there's no registers.
There's tons of people helping. Yeah, very helpful.
Yeah. And everybody was super nice. And it was packed. 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, it was 9:45 when we got there. Yep.
To the mall, but not to the Mac store.
No, to the Mac store. Yeah.
Okay. And it was packed. There was just tons of people in there. And
Helen got to play. But here's the thing.
You can buy an iPod at Walmart. You can buy an iPhone at AT&T.
Yeah. Target. Whatever. Yeah.
You can get an iTouch at Walmart, Target. Right. I highly recommend, if you're going to buy an Apple product, to go to the Apple store.
Right. You can't get the phone there, though.
You can't buy the phone there. You can only buy the phone at AT&T, but that's beside the point.
But everything else you can get there.
Everything else you can get there. And I just highly recommend that you go there to buy your Apple products because you'll get the full treatment. I mean, you get – and they tell you things they won't tell you anywhere else. Like, you can get training here, and you can go to this little site here, you know, and get
– sign up, and you'll get one-on-one training. I'm like, oh, that's what I need.
And just little tidbits and information. And they're not trying to upsell you. That's the other thing.
Uh-uh.
Nobody tried to upsell us or anything like that. Mm-mm. They just given information.
They said, are you sure this is the one you want? And Brad said, I've done all my research. I want that.
Okay.
Okay. They went and got them, put them in nice, big, heavy bags.
The other thing they do that Apple, I think, is very careful about that I really like. And that's what we talked about it a while back. If you didn't hear the show, you should go check it out. It's called the choice, the paradox of choice.
Yes.
And that's what it's called. The show's called Paradox of Choice. And the more choices you have, the less satisfaction you have.
Right.
If you go into a store and there's 50 things to choose from, then you're going to walk out of there with less satisfaction in whatever product you buy than if you walked into the store and there were 3 things to choose from.
Right.
Even though you may end up with a better product if there were 50 things.
Right.
Or a product that served your needs
better. But you won't be as happy.
It's just a paradox of choice.
Yep.
Because the weight is on you to determine if you did a good job or not in your research. And you always think, oh, I could have got a better deal or I could have got this other thing. Well, Apple's very careful about that. And one of the things they do is it's the same price at the app, no matter what you buy.
Right.
It will be the same price at the App Store it will be at Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay. Within pennies. I mean, literally within pennies. And so you're not losing anything by going to the Apple Store. Right. And the other thing is there's 3 laptops to choose from.
Uh-huh.
And there's, you know, I don't know how many desktops. I didn't even research that.
Yeah.
And they have the iTouch, and there's like 3 different. And the only difference between the 3 is the size of the hard drive. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, so there's very little choices to choose from. And
they're all good quality.
But the other thing is like on the products themselves, there's not a lot of choices. Have you noticed using it, you don't have 50 different ways to configure the thing.
Oh, no. Huh?
And if there is 10 different ways, they only give you 2 choices at a time.
Right.
You know, it's like this or this, that. This or this, that. This or this.
I told Jill, it's like TiVo for computers.
It is. It's like
simple, and that's why I like it.
It's Chick-fil-A. It's like Chick-fil-A for computers. That's what I always say. And then, this is the kicker.
One more time.
Excuse you. Sorry. Bless you. All right. I like to bless you, though.
Whew.
Bless you.
It always comes in threes.
Bless you. Bless you. Oh, I'm done. Okay. okay. So, yeah. This is the kicker in the whole Apple Store experience.
Okay.
We're walking out the door.
Yeah.
Okay. With two brand new MacBooks. Uh-huh. Very expensive.
Yeah.
And we get a free printer. Actually, we get a free printer with each one. So we had two free printers, wireless printers. So we're walking out.
Well, they weren't free, but almost, yeah.
Really had a rebate. So they will be free before it's all over. So we're walking out the door, and this lady steps up to us. And I'm like, oh, you need to see our receipt. And I start digging for the receipt because automatically in my mind,
yeah.
I'm feeling this guilt complex of, yeah, I know, you know, I'm not trying to steal this. My receipt's right here somewhere, you know. She goes, no. I just wanted to wish you Merry Christmas. Have a good day.
I just make sure you got everything you needed.
Did you get everything you needed? Yeah. I'm like, you're not going to harass me for my receipt?
You don't want to mark it with a highlighter or something?
No.
No, you're good.
Okay.
That's good. You have a great day. Are you sure you don't need somebody to carry that out for you?
Yeah, that was the other thing. You want somebody to carry that out for you? Oh, no. We got it. I felt like at that point I would be putting them out.
And then as I'm walking down the mall, I'm like, why didn't you get him to carry this? This is heavy.
The printer, yeah.
Like, this thing is about to rip my hand off. Can we please go and have them carry it out?
It was awesome. And, you know, and if you need to figure out how to do something.
The difference between you and me. I would have been like, yeah, you can carry it out. Sure, carry it out. Yes, you can valet my car. Please valet it so that I don't have to walk 16 miles to it. I will pay you to valet my car.
No. I don't. You know
it's
what?
It's worth it to me.
No, if you want to drive my car, you pay me.
Oh, yeah. It's my car. To put it in.
It's my car. I make the payments on that car. If you want to drive it, you pay me. I'll rent it to you.
You're paying so that you don't have to park and drive 16 miles. You know how bad my feet hurt after that whole ice exhibit business?
Who carried you the car?
Well, not very far. And I had to still limp all the way there. My feet hurt so bad.
I'm not carrying you anymore. You were on my back. How bad did my feet hurt? I walked the same distance you walked. Then I put you on my back and carried you to the car. And here you are complaining to me
because
I didn't valet park.
Because you parked 16 miles. Well, you could have valet parked. It would have been easier, whatever it might be.
Y'all understand the diva that I live with?
Oh, give me a break. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Diva Shmiva.
Our car seats 6. Is that right? Uh-huh. And you had one on the hump yesterday.
Have we not already had this discussion?
Did we already say that? Oh, okay. So, I'm just saying you're not diva. I've lost my train of thought now.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. Learning curve.
Yeah.
Would you not say that the learning curve of learning how to use this Mac is less than the learning curve of using your last laptop and just from PC to PC?
Well, it's so simple because everything's done at the bottom, and I can kind of scroll along and it tells me what it is. And if you click something, it doesn't slow the whole thing down. So you can open it, and then it says all these applications, and it like springs up. It's so cool. It goes, and it shows these little things. It shows what's open.
Yeah.
I haven't figured how to close that yet. I don't know how to make them go away.
Which ones?
I had to download that receipt for the rebate and stuff, and I don't know how to make it go away now.
We'll work on that.
Well, I mean, it's on. I mean, it's not up, but it's still on my download thing.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how to get rid of it from that.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't quit. But it doesn't slow anything down. That's the cool thing. But I don't want to, like, have 1,000 things out there.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Yeah. It's very simple.
And the Finder is ultra cool.
And
if you
want to
find something, you just click on the little thing up there.
And I would like everybody to know today, mm-hmm. December, what's the date?
Tomorrow or today?
Today. No, tomorrow.
Today is Tuesday, the 16th, so tomorrow is the 17th.
Okay, so Wednesday,
17th.
December 17th. Actually, yes. I started this on Sunday, but regardless. I have begun using the Google calendar.
That's right.
My Faith calendar.
Has switched to the Google calendar.
My mom's calendar that I've used for, I don't even know how long.
Oh my goodness.
I've used this calendar.
Ever?
And before that, it wasn't a mom's calendar. It was like a day timer. It's like a day timer only for families. I love this thing. And it sits on the counter in the kitchen next to the phone, and my life is in this thing.
Yes.
Okay. Everything we do and everything is right there. And I switched and I put it all because after the first week of January, it's out. I didn't buy a new one. So it's all on this Google calendar. I'm going to be very reliant on this. We're going to see. I'm going to let you know how it goes.
Thank you.
I'm a little leery.
I love
not
it.
Not so sure that it's going to work for me.
I can go there and I can say, oh, what's Faith doing? Oh, that's right. Faith's in class today. That?
Yeah. Little concerned.
By the way, you asked about holidays and I know how to do the holidays.
What holidays?
You asked, how do you get holidays
on the Google calendar? I put them in there.
Well, you can have them added automatically.
Oh, okay. Well, I already put some of them in there. Are they going to overlap what I already put in there?
Yep. But it won't hurt anything.
Okay.
So I guess that's it.
Okay, that wrap it up. There you go.
Faith's using
very
the Google
exciting.
Calendar. We're using our new MacBooks. We're loving them.
Love them, love them.
Love them. You know that I can actually take my phone in the car and it will go Bluetooth. I can get on the web in the car using Bluetooth over my phone.
Cool.
Through my MacBook.
Cool.
It's like
hey, oh, by the way, speaking of phones, we got to talk about that. A new phone may be mine.
That's right. April is going to give you her phone.
No, she's given it to me. It's like $60.
Yeah, but it's a Trio, which is a $500 phone.
Yeah, but I have a Trio. This is just a newer version of the Trio.
Yes, you have my old Trio.
Right. So why do I keep getting hand-me-downs now?
Well, you're not. This has never been used.
Yeah, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, this is her new one.
New
that
inbox.
She never, yeah, new inbox. That's right. Because they were giving her a new one. Yeah, but what if this one's faulty like the last one she had?
They're not faulty. She's faulty.
That's why
I love my Trio.
That's why she went to the iPhone. She doesn't have problems with the iPhone.
Yeah, but see, the iPhone, I can't tether, and there's a lot of programs that won't work over there. I mean, I'm not against the iPhone. And believe me, using the MacBook has really sold me on Apple altogether.
Yeah.
But I still am not going to give it my Trio. It's like a Switchblade Army knife. I just, you know, it just does everything I want it to do.
Okay, well then do that.
At least until my contract's up.
then we'll 2060.
Yeah, I think 2060. I think my indentured servitude to Sprint expires in 2060.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we don't have any out music.
We don't have any out music. We don't have the Roman Road or wait. We may. Yes, we do.
Hey, you can get the
yes,
out music.
Yes, we do.
We do too. He can.
I can fudge it. Watch this.
Oh, this that'll be good. Are you going to get the right timing?
I don't know. We'll see.
Why are you replaying things? He's replaying another show. I don't want to hear myself in another show.
I'm stealing the outro.
Oh, there's Charlie. Oh, we are high quality here.
We are so excited. We are excited.
Top of the line. Max,
okay, this
Max,
is, I've been here.
I know this is the closing of the show there.
Okay. At a single bound. It's gonna be awesome. We get to the music instead of listening to another show?
I'm trying to get to the end. See,
why do you keep skipping it ahead?
Because you told me to.
You just said that. Jill said, hallelujah.
For the Mac thing, for Mac Saturday.
Hallelujah.
It was really more Mac Sunday than
it was
Mac Saturday.
It was more Mac Sunday, because we spent all day Sunday. Yeah. Are you going to...
Here we go.
Bios
Grandios, everybody.
Bios Grandios.
If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in his presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through prayer invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.